Crusade Channel News, news you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, July 13th, 2017. President Trump is in France to celebrate two events, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Holy Roman Emperor. Malta legalizes same-sex marriage, and a women's professional basketball team is hosting a Stand with Planned Parenthood night. Reuters reports that President Trump arrived in Paris to celebrate both Bastille Day and the 100th anniversary of the entry of U.S. troops into World War I. After standing with French President Emmanuel Macron to watch the French and American troops parade together, he will be engaging in talks with the French president about shared military and diplomatic endeavors. While the two leaders had an awkward start to their relations, French government spokesman Christophe Castaner told BFM TV, quote, "What Emmanuel Macron wants to do is bring Trump back into the circle so that the United States, which remains the world's number one power, is not excluded." In hosting the American president, not only does Macron elevate France's roles in global affairs, but he gets a leg up on Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, who has yet to host President Trump due to domestic criticism and threats of mass protests. 59% of the French populace approve Macron's decision to host President Trump. Next, after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Henry II, Holy Roman Emperor. You're listening to Crusade News.
Abraham Lincoln was famous for a lot more than 67 years ago. But if you're waiting for iTunes to record that,
you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to hear the real story of the founders and their approval of the state's right to secede in What Lincoln Killed, Episode 1, on a 3-CD set and digital download. Available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Born in 973 in Bavaria, St. Henry II was the son of nobility, but lived his early life in exile, so he turned to the church and was educated at the Cathedral School of Hildesheim. He reigned first as Duke of Bavaria, then King of Germany, then King of Italy, and finally as Holy Roman Emperor for 10 years. He was married to Cunegund of Luxembourg, but they had no children. It is rumored that they lived a Josephite marriage. Desiring to become a monk, he ordered the abbot of Verdun to accept him into his monastery, which he did. The abbot of Verdun then ordered Henry, by virtue of his newly professed vows, to return to managing his kingdom, which he did, in a spirit of humility and service. St. Henry II, pray for us. The BBC and The Telegraph are reporting that the so-called Catholic country of Malta has voted to legalize same-sex marriage. The move was less controversial than the other amendments made to the Marriage Act, which involved replacing the terms mother and father with parent who gave birth and parent who did not give birth. The Catholic Church was staunchly opposed to the measure, but in the end, only one of the 67 voting parliamentarians voted against the legalization. Prime Minister Joseph Muscat said, quote, "This shows that our democracy and society have reached a level of maturity, and we can now say that we are all equal." LifeSite News is reporting that the professional women's NBA Seattle Storm is hosting an evening benefit at a home game on July 18th called Stand with Planned Parenthood. In addition to $5 from every ticket going to Planned Parenthood, auction proceeds will go towards Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and Hawaiian Islands. Seattle Storm co-owner Don Trudeau dismissed potential fallout, saying, quote, "We talked about it. What's the worst-case scenario? Would we alienate season ticket holders? Would we keep people from coming to the games? Would we take media hits? We went through all of that and decided we would deal with whatever came up." Tell that to the babies. And lastly, in Celestial Musings, I thought I would share a story to make your morning much brighter. Life News is reporting that Right to Life of Northeast Ohio notified Operation Rescue that two Ohio abortion facilities appear to have both voluntarily closed their doors for unknown reasons. Both clinics, the Akron Women's Medical Group and the Cleveland Women's Medical Group, have histories of atrocious health violations such as failed safety inspections and botched abortions. The Cleveland Medical Clinic was a medication abortion-only facility and referred its surgical abortion patients to the Akron Clinic. Website carenet.org shows that Akron has two crisis pregnancy centers, Akron Pregnancy Services and Pregnancy Choices. Cleveland has one, the Cleveland Pregnancy Center. And not far from Akron, Canton has three, Pregnancy Support Center of Stark County, Pregnancy Choices, and House of Hope. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.